Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. Well, today was budget day here in the United Kingdom. So the Chancellor Exchequer, that's the finance minister and the rest of the world, Jeremy Hunt, he made the announcement in the House of Commons. A lot of this was leaked beforehand. There's going to be budget purdah, which is the Chancellors mustn't say anything indicative of the content of the budget beforehand, because of course this is market sensitive information. And Dr. Hugh Dalton, Labour's Chancellor in 1948, he breached this and he made some imprudent remarks to a journalist, and then he felt obliged to tender his resignation because of that. But there weren't that many surprises. There had been some speculation that he wouldn't go ahead with a cut to national insurance because the economy just can't bear it. So in the United Kingdom, when you get your paycheck, if you're doing pay as you earn, a certain amount goes in tax, a certain amount goes in national insurance. Seems like the same thing to me. But anyway, point is, national insurance goes to pay for the state pension and various other benefits. Another point is some financial matters are devolved in the United Kingdom. Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, England, all doing the same, doing different things and having tax rates at different levels, which is why in North Britain, the tax is so high that people will be moving to South Britain, even Scots civil servants. National insurance is controlled from Westminster for the United Kingdom its entirety. So another thing about national insurance is that kicks in from the first penny you earn. In terms of tax, as a personal allowance, it's about 12 grand, as you don't pay any tax on earnings below 12 grand. But if you earn over 100 grand, then you lose that personal allowance. So what did Jeremy Hunt say? Well, the eye-grabbing things are they are cutting national insurance by 2 pence. So it's about 10%, it's going down to 8%. Well, that is very welcome, because obviously I really want to pay less, really need more money for my own cost of living. Anyway, and he says that is worth £450 a year for the average worker. Now, weasel words, which average? We're talking mean average, we're talking modal average, or a median average. So politicians will often misuse this term of terrible ambiguity, lies, damn lies, and statistics, as Mark Twain said. Did he cut any woke jobs? I'm not aware that he did. That we really should slash loads of woke jobs. We shouldn't have woker in the first place, but we shouldn't have it on the taxpayers' expense either. You know, these council budgets are having to make swingeing cuts to their budgets of personal care or road maintenance or whatever, but they're going to have these communist czars bossing us around to do this and not that and say the other and interfere in every pettifogging matter, try mind control. They're just control freaks about every facet of our existence. So it really is horrific. Anyway, civil servants, afuera. Well, indeed, I very much wish we had Javier Milei in charge, partly because Milei wants to prevent the pandemic of feminist violence against children. And that's one of the strange ironies, the way feminists are always banging on about the horrors of violence against girls. And indeed, it is utterly abhorrent. And they're the ones who commit most of the violence against girls, as well as boys. But anyway, that's by the by. So he said that to get child benefit, the threshold's going to go up from 50 grand to 60 grand, partly because, of course, more people are earning more. So you get what is about £2 a day. It works out for your first child, a little more for your second and subsequent children. Anyway, so Sir Keir Starmer, unsurprisingly, hasn't welcomed it. But, you know, Jeremy Hunt has commended it to the House. Now, Jeremy Hunt, son of an admiral, was head boy of Charterhouse. Never trust anyone who's head boy or head girl of a school. They're usually a complete caitiff, conformist, inveterate. So he's a jellyfish like the rest of them. In the words of Gilbert and Sullivan, he never thought of thinking for himself at all. He's presentable. He's plausible. He's skinny. I've seen him in person twice. I don't rate him. He's dreadful. He's bland. I still wanted to be Prime Minister rather than Boris Johnson when it came to that in 2019. Anyway, so they say that they will get more money. They'll collect 37 pence, 0.1 pence of the pound by 28-29. That'll be the highest in 80 years. Remember, up to this point, taxes were the highest since 1952. Shocking under Conservatives, supposed to be the party of low tax. It makes me call to mind what Tony Blair said when he's leaving the opposition 30 years ago. There's a myth that Conservatives are the party of low tax. And even Maggie Thatcher had to raise tax in the mid-1980s. Anyway, so there's also been an increase with VAT, that's value-added tax, for small business that's going up to £90,000. There's more tax on vapes, can always justify this on health, business class flights, and so on. And he said he's getting rid of the non-domicile tax systems. But he said these new people who come to the United Kingdom now won't pay tax on foreign income for 4 years. So non-domicile status, if you're living in the United Kingdom, you could somehow pay it tens of thousands of quid a year and be non-domicile for tax purposes. And that was often a massive saving for you. Now, Rishi Sunak's wife, Akshata Murthy, was one of those who benefited from this system, managed to be tax resident in India despite spending most of the year in the UK, and that was more tax efficient for her. Perfectly lawful, but, you know, illogical. Why? I suppose it got affluent people to live here and spend their money in the United Kingdom. But it was staggering that some of these people who could be billionaires paying no tax, no income tax whatsoever in the UK, or a person on a minimum wage paying whatever. You know, it's like a curate's egg, this budget, good in parts. Obviously, I thought I really like tax cuts, but are they affordable? And some people saying, you know, the situation is such that we just can't do this. And okay, it's actually cutting national insurance rather than tax, but we need to pay people more. They tried to make an award to senior doctors. The consultants narrowly rejected. There might be more strikes. There are several problems. You know, we need to upgrade infrastructure. Well, particularly the railways. We need to recruit more teachers, pay them more. And the armed forces need an upgrade, donate more weaponry to Ukraine. That's all very pricey. And it's very easy to find ways to spend money. How are we going to cut money? Cut the civil service, make them more productive, cut woke jobs, cut benefits, cut university places. I would cut all that. Cut the various services in the NHS. Obviously, abortion, at the very least, shouldn't be paid for. Should be illegal, actually. Well, we could say no more paying to mutilate children's genitals. No more paying for IVF ever. If you can't have children the natural way, that's an awful pity for you. I'm sorry, that's not a priority. You know, there are people who can't get, you know, life-saving drugs, cancer patients, but we're spending money on creating children artificially. These children created artificially, obviously, they're just as human as anybody else once they are created and should be respected and the rest of it. But, you know, it would also encourage people, if a woman becomes pregnant in less than ideal circumstances, to go for it, to give birth to this child, because you might not have a chance again later. You know, we have a lot of children need to be adopted. So rather than creating more children artificially, we should just be looking after the ones that we have. We could give less money to the royal family, lots of things, fewer benefits. That's what I would do. You know, we have a labor shortage, no unemployment benefit, cuts to universal credit. You know, benefits should be to mean that you live, right? That's it, to keep body and soul together. And that is it, and not be comfortable. If people are happy on benefits, that is a problem. They should be unhappy on benefits. They should be urgent trying to get off benefits, unless they're people who really can never, ever work. So anyway, it'll be somewhat popular. So it probably reduced the scale of the Conservative defeat this coming year. There is an idea I heard from someone that, you know, Rishi Sunak has fired the starting pistol of the general election. That speech against so-called extremists, which is a completely vapid term, the other day, which means he's going to have an election in May. I don't see it myself. I think it'd be November or December. Fighting on anti-woke, that's the idea. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Tell me what you think. Goodbye, and subscribe on Patreon. Toodle-pip.